We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Gary Fensick's going to be in studio in an hour. It is the Spiegel and Parkin show. It is the Friday before the Super Bowl, Spiegs. So we wanted to, since Jay Zawoski stresses out over the three technique when we have three guests in one segment.
Yeah, let's make it worse.
We gave him the task of as many friends of the show as we possibly can in one segment. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? What's the score? And why? And we're just going to go rapid fire, and we don't know who the guests are. Jay's just going to put them up on the board, and we're going to knock them out. You ready?
One after another after another. It's a cavalcade of stars and or friends of the show. Bring it!
All right, first up is, oh, man. Because we know he loves predictions so much. Score legend, Terry Bors. Who wins the Super Bowl? By what score and why?
The Eagles, 27-23, because the Patriots always play a close Super Bowl game. They've lost a couple. They've won some that way. I say this time they lose it.
Terry Bors.
We have no time to talk to you. I love you and miss you.
I love you guys, too. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going in to see The Hostel, so I'm done with both of you. If you want my picture, desperate.
Enjoy, Terry.
See you guys. All right, take care.
That's Terry Bors. Campy, are you tracking that? That is one pick for the Eagles. I'm going to write this out. One pick.
It's all on tape, Danny. Don't worry. We can track it later.
All right, next up. Oh, of course, friend of the show. We do emotional stories with him. Cubs anthem singer John Vincent. Who wins the Super Bowl? By what score and why?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're great, John.
Patriots win 31-17. Tom Brady. I mean, come on. Last year's Super Bowl and then Jacksonville game. I just can't see him losing. I don't know. Just can't see him losing anymore.
Makes sense to me. You good on that, Speaks?
I'm good on that. We'll hold a note very long for you if you get it right, John. Thank you.
Okay. John Vincent was up. Oh, I don't want to talk to this guy. Of course. You know him as Mark Grody, but on this show, he is Danny Perkins.
I like one, I like two, I like three, I like four, I like A, I like B, I like C, I like D, I like the Broncos, I like the Patriots. Guys, I'm going with Philadelphia. I like A, I like B, I like C, I like D, I like one, I like two, I like three, I like four.
Do you have reasons? Do you understand any reasons?
Philadelphia, because it's just like last year, the Patriots should have lost.
Get out of here, Grody. get out of here.
He has a ring, Danny. He has a ring.
Yeah, I know he does. I know he does. I hate him so much. All right, who's next? Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports, baseball columnist, because of course we would get a Super Bowl prediction from Jeff Passan. Who wins the Super Bowl? By what score and why?
I have no freaking idea why I'm on here right now. Like, what is this?
We're running the station into the ground, Passan. You know what we do.
Hey, Jeff, there's no free agent signings. You don't have anything to do.
I mean, the only thing I know about the Super Bowl this week is that Tom Brady's son kissed him uncomfortably long. Like, that's all I've seen about the Super Bowl this week.
That's a pick for the Patriots right there.
I was going to take. You know what? If I'm going, I'm going Patriots 24-7.
All right, Patriots 24-7. Get us you Darvish passing. Get on that.
Get on that.
All right. Let's see. Who's next? Jay Zawoski putting callers up on the board at a rapid rate. Oh, this man knows football. You hear him right here on the score during football season with us on Bears Mondays. James Big Cat Williams. Cat, who wins the Super Bowl? By what score and why?
What's going on, guys? All right, I'm going, being a Pennsylvania kid, I am going with Philadelphia 27-24 over New England. I just think that, you know, the ability for Philadelphia to possibly dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides, offensively and defensively, that just gives them an edge. And, you know, just hoping they can get it done.
As always, the most educated football thought on the show comes from Big Cat Williams. Thank you, sir. We don't deserve you.
Thank you, Cat.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Enjoy the game. Would love to know what his Super Bowl spread was, but we just don't have time.
The mind wanders and reels at the thoughts, though.
Oh, he's going to be on a stage with you coming up this weekend. Voice of the Cubs, friend of the show, and noted football expert, Len Casper. Who wins the Super Bowl? By what score and why?
Hi, guys. I've done a lot of research, and I'm going to go Philadelphia 27, New England 24. The Eagles' ability to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, I think, will determine the outcome.
It's Len Big Cat Casper with some well-thought-out reasons. Tremendous thoughts.
Have a good show this weekend, Casper. Don't outshine Theo and Scarborough and Spiegel too badly, okay?
Can't wait. Have a good one, guys.
All right.
Thanks for picking up the tab last night for a table of six. He's a good man.
Wow. Yep. Great man.
Yep.
Oh, Speaks, you are going to love our next guest. It is it is your friend, Steve Albini.
Steve Grapefruits Albini, noted football expert. Tell us things.
Hello, gentlemen. Someday I will forgive you for making me think about football for more than 30 seconds.
We apologize. Who wins the Super Bowl, by what score, why, and will you be watching?
Okay, I've had to change my prediction here. My original prediction was that it was going to be the Winamac Electrons over the Missoula Osprey, 46-11. But I had to. I just remembered that there's a very powerful 7th and 8th grade girls basketball team called the Mustangs. They're a traveling team, and I think that they are going to defeat the Chicago Sky probably 112-106.
Do you have a shotgun sound effect near you,
I'm
Danny?
I'm putting you down for the Patriots.
Oh, please. As much as it would pain me to support a Trump supporter, I don't know if I could suffer the worst human sound, that is the English language being spoken by a person from Philadelphia.
Get out of here, Albini. All right, thank you. Put him down for Philly. What the? All right, who's up next as Jay Zawoski empties the Rolodex and we get Super Bowl predictions from experts and friends of the show? Who's next? Oh, man. We're bothering this man in his off season. Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey on the Spiegel and Park Show. Jim, thank you for the time. Who wins the Super Bowl, by what score and why?
Hey, well, thanks for having me. It was quite entertaining. I'm sorry I missed the whoever picked up the tab for six last night.
Yeah, that was Len Casper. Yeah, he'll pick up a tab for you during the season, Jim. Don't you worry.
Okay, very well. Well, listen, from purely a coach's perspective, I have to admire the Patriots, just what they've done. I know there's a whole world full of Patriot haters out there, and I'm not a big fan of the Patriots per se, but I am a fan of what they've been able to accomplish over the years. So I got to go Pats, and score, I have no idea. They're going to score 4 touchdowns, so it's going to be 27-20, Pats. How's that?
It's good. So if they score 4 touchdowns and only have 27 points, you have them missing an extra point.
Yeah. They moved that extra point back, you know, so it's not a gimme anymore.
Okay.
See, he's on it.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you.
Go grab Alex Cobb. Make yourself useful. Come on.
Who's next as we go rapid fire here? Oh, of course.
Uh-oh.
Mike North.
What's Pappy? Going on, fellas? My
Pappy,
guy.
Where you been?
He doesn't take half.
I was laying in bed watching TV, and then I got a big call from the Jaybird. And I'll tell you what, I got to be honest with you. Me, Sylvie, and Patty Shaw took the under in the Patriots in the Sun Times. So I got to change the score. I got to.
All right.
I mean, I'm going to go. It's something conservative. Patriots 39, Eagles 38.
Wow.
Everybody's taking the under. Everybody's taking the under, which is 48. Even Coach Hickey just did.
Hey, Pappy, are you going back to your roots and making yourself hot dogs on Sunday?
No. We're going to have some ribs, I think.
Okay.
But believe me, I'm not far away from the roots. I'm going to probably have a couple dogs today. Run it through the garden with a couple celery sticks and some whatever.
That's the way to do it.
You're the best. Thank you, Mike. I don't take half North, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the Patriots and the over. Oh, wow. Our next guest, we don't know these. Jay Zawoski just opening up the Rolodex. He's got a new podcast out with Zach Miller, the I Am Rappaport podcast. Michael Rappaport on the Speakwood Parkin Show. Michael, thank you for the time. Who wins the Super Bowl by what score and why?
Listen, I'm not doing scores. I've been through so much pain with Tom Brady and agony with Tom Brady. I don't bet against Magic Johnson, Sugar Ray Leonard, and I can't bet against Tom Brady. I say the Patriots win 30-22, and they win because they're the damn Patriots, and they cheat, scratch, claw their way one way or another, and they're great, and I can't take anything away from you. So the Patriots, man, they're going to win. And karma's a B word. Philadelphia fans, as much as I love Rocky, Dr. J, and Allen Iverson, you can't behave like that. So this is going to be a one and done situation for the Eagles.
All right, Michael Rappaport, you heard it here first. I think he's got Zach Miller on his upcoming podcast. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know who's on the phone, but I know karma is coming back to bite the Eagles because they had Allen Iverson.
Listen. No one knows anything about predicting football games, okay? So that's as good of a logic as anyone. Of course, score legend, the Grobber. Grobber, thanks for waking up. Who wins the Super Bowl by what score and why?
Danny, I've been awake for about 3.5-4 hours. I'm ready to take Kathy for lunch, so no problem. The Patriots are like a combination of dandelions and cockroaches. However, I have covered two Super Bowls where I actually saw them lose with my own eye, with Brady and with Belichick. And then another one, it involved Ray Barry and Tony Eason and company, and the Bears beat them by a score of 46-10 a long, long time ago. I think the Patriots are going down this time. They would have gone down last year if Atlanta didn't choke. Brady is a human being. He puts his legs on. His pants on, puts in his legs on one at a time, too. Same thing. bottom line is, I think it's going to end up being 27-24 Eagles, and it'll be the Eagles' first championship since 1960 when there were no Super Bowls.
All right. Thank you, Grobber. You heard it here first. He puts his legs on one at a time, Steve. Tom Brady's human, just like us.
We were one Pluto mention away from going full Grobber in a 60-second segment. That was amazing.
We can't ask follow-ups, okay? We don't even know who's next. Jay's putting the calls up at a rapid rate. Super Bowl predict. Oh, my God. This is actually a big-time guest. Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern football coach.
Go Cats! Go Cats!
Coach, thank you for the time. Who wins the Super Bowl? By what score and why?
I'm taking the 85 Bears, Ditka, full of sausage Bears. Wait a second. I was 10 years old. I'm sorry. I got to unfortunately go with the Patriots, and it's going to be because of Ernie Adams. I don't know if his name has been brought up today. Great Northwestern graduate. He is the secret sauce to Belichick. Put a Google search in, Ernie Adams. They're going to review a play late. The Patriots are going to get the ball because of some quirky rule interpretation, and they're going to win by 3. Patriots by 3. I'll say it's going to be 31-28.
The Patriots, the over. Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern football coach. Thank you very much for the time and appreciating our ridiculousness. We appreciate you, coach.
Thanks, guys. Go Cats. Bye.
All right. Go Cats.
He got one in.
Got one in. He had to. Who's next? Mac! Mac is here.
Oh, Dan McNeil.
Good morning, fellas. You guys know all about the Patriots canceling dinner plans for all the Eagles this week because they booked every nice restaurant in town, but they didn't uncover every possibility. My guys from Philly tell me that the Eagles will be dining Saturday night at the fine establishment owned and operated by the former Minnesota North Star, Tom Reed, a friend of the Midday Show. And after a nice batch of rash burgers, they will put points on the board defensively. But it won't be enough. I'm going with Patriots 26, Eagles 22. Each team will record a safety. Have a good time, fellas.
Thank you, Mac. Gene Steratore on the call of the game.
Wow, that's cool. So Mac did it. Are we allowed to finish the show? Or is he
we get to finish the show.
All right, cool. Keep going then.
Is this the last one, Jay? The last one speaks.
Okay.
The Midwest Director of Produce at Whole Foods. Don the produce hero.
Yes.
Who wins the Super Bowl by what score and why? It's good to hear your voice, Don.
I know. The best for last, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
I am going to take Eagles 31, Pats 27. And the reason is because I think the Eagles are just a grimy, scrappy, and aggressive team. I think they'll just figure out a way to win. And I just don't see that energy out of the Pats. So I'm going Eagles.
Don, I would hope that you're eating something that isn't produce. Like, I know that you like produce a lot, but hopefully you're having nachos or wings or something delicious on Sunday.
I might. Maybe I will. I'll have some nachos.
What's the key to a good homemade guacamole?
Oh, lots of salt.
Lots of salt.
Lots of salt.
Don, thank you. You're the best.
All right, guys. We'll talk soon.
All right. See you later.
Yes, because we know we'll always fight. Yes!
Oh.
I counted 14. I counted 14 that made it to the air, Jay.
I think it was 15. I might be wrong.
15?
We have one that stood us up.
Okay.
But he may be barging in there any moment, so just stay tuned.
Okay. Wow.
That was Jay Zawoski, ladies
Good
and gentlemen.
Good job by Jay. How about that?
I'm applauding. I was laughing and just like stomping my feet repeatedly just at the randomness of people and the willingness of these people to give us 45 seconds and only 45 seconds to sublimate their ego and be part of true radio magic. That was inspiring.
Gary Fensick in studio at noon. Joe Ostrowski joins us in studio to help us lose some money on the Super Bowl coming up next. It's Spiegel and Parkins on the
Hold sport. On. Okay. I just got to say, Danny,
okay,
that I, too, for the record, put my legs on one at a time. Okay? Just for the record.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, he's in the hall. You want to grab him, Jay? Oh, well, there he is. Yeah, bring him up to the mic. Bring that man up to the mic right now.
Uh-oh.
I heard he was drunk. Turn that mic on right over there.
This one?
Yeah, turn that one right over there. You don't need to take your coat off.
Okay.
You don't need headphones. Oh, I guess you kind of need headphones.
No, he doesn't.
You don't need to talk to Spiegel. Don't worry. Just turn on your mic right there, right on your right. Campy, turn on his mic. Lynn Bramer.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Score Sports Radio 670. I'm Lynn Bramer, joining Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel for God knows what reason. At 9 a.m., I finished a live broadcast and thought I was done for the weekend and got an emergency phone call from the amazing Jay Zawoski.
Who wins the Super Bowl by what score and why? That's why you're here. And how many drinks have you had since you were off the air at 9?
Well, it was sponsored by Tito's.
Okay.
And it was a Groundhog Day broadcast, so...
Let me count. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Less than that.
Okay, the under.
I mean, listen to me. I'm completely in control. Okay, Super Bowl. Chicago Bears, 28. No, okay. New England's going to win.
Yes.
They're going to win 28-24. Book it, bet it, make $1 million.
Okay.
Is that really all you needed?
That's all I need.
I could have done this on the phone.
We wanted you to do it on the phone.
You see, but I've been in radio so long, I hate it. I hate being on the phone. It doesn't sound as good as when I'm cooing into a microphone in a studio.
No, we agree. It sounds better in person. You're
and I brought best, almost my entire neighborhood of Sauganash with me who were at the broadcast.
Well, we're out of time to get their picks. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me continue my workday a little bit longer. I appreciate it. And good luck, gentlemen.
We appreciate you. That's Lynn Bramer. We'll talk to Joe Ostrowski about prop bets next on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Oh, man. Seriously,
I can't get enough.
The whole 60 seconds of Grauber were like he worked in like the Eagles' first championship ever, the score of like 9 old football games. He said that the Patriots are a mix of dandelions and cockroaches. I mean, and then he gave us one of the best malaprops of all time. All
even
in 60.
A blind squirrel finds a nut twice a day.
Oh, put it up there. That segment was brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor, Joe Ostrowski, an actual gambling expert, whose prediction in the previous segment of Useless Predictions was the most ridiculous.
How the hell am I supposed to follow that up? That was awesome. The grobber, sometimes I give him the excuse, you know, I would say some stupid crap if I was on at 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
It was 11:10.
Yeah, it happens.
He's only been up for 3.5 hours. Also, Pat Fitzgerald sneaking in a Go Cats on his way out the door.
Of course he did. I was a fan of the Mike North appearance going back to my days as an intern and producing for him, and he gave Nick Foles scoring 38 points in the game.
Feels unlikely, doesn't it?
Yes.
Feels a little unlikely. All right, so to set up what we're going to do with Joe Ostrowski, he normally leaves after the 11:30 update, but he's been kind enough to hang out with us for a while. Gary Fensick's going to be in studio at noon for a couple of segments. Speaks, I asked Joe, okay, to print out prop bets that he has feelings or leans on, like whether it's stats, information, opinion, whatever, okay?
Okay.
It is 4 pages long.
Of course it is.
It is labeled pregame, game, and postgame. And just to give you a glimpse, okay, I'm going to just read one of the props on 4 pages that Joe Ostrowski claims that he has information on.
Okay.
Will Pink display cleavage during the national anthem?
Well, that's just because he's looking forward to watching whether it pays off or not.
The distinction is included with the bet. Must be clear separation of the bosoms for yes to win. Yes is plus 260. No is minus 350. We go there after this update.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, cleavage or no cleavage, Joe? It's the question America wants the answer to.
I mean, how are you rooting against it? The numbers are going towards yes, because earlier in the week it was about plus 380, and now it's plus 260. Plus 260.
Wow.
So yes, I go yes. Clear separation.
Lots of information coming in via text, though. One says no cleavage. She's large right now because he just gave birth, and she's wearing clothes that cover her up. So there's some inside info coming in.
See? There's got to be takes for all of this, of course. Leslie Odom singing America the Beautiful. From the first note started until the final note completed, the over-under is 121. 1 minute and 21 seconds.
Leslie Odom of Hamilton. Now, Leslie Odom the other day actually tweeted about this. He quoted a tweet of somebody talking about whether he would go over or under. In the tweet, he put 2 laughing, crying emojis and then like 2 rock and roll with the 2 fingers up. I think he's going over. He's going to drag it out over the 121.
Okay, and over is the favorite there at minus 240. Spiegs, I know that you have some props that you are particularly interested in.
Yeah, I am. What is the number for punts? Because I would like to root for no punts. That would be fun. So I'm going to. I saw it was 10.5. Has that gone down, Joe?
Yeah, the sharps hit that one hard. For some reason, they were all over that. It went down to 9 earlier in the week. Right now, you get on sites 8 or 8.5.
Oh, boy, that's too low. But then here's the one. I think Justin Timberlake will absolutely either cover or just reference a Prince song at halftime. And I saw that there's some yes, no voting on that. Like I'm hearing like a riff and chorus of 1999, maybe in the middle of Can't Stop the Feeling or something like that. Would that count as covering Prince? And what are my odds there?
It really depends on the site. I think you're on it, though. Anything to do with Prince being up in Minnesota,
yep.
It's going to happen. So, yeah, if you're looking for a Timberlake bet, the information is out there. It's starting to get out there. So there was crazy movement on what would be the first song yesterday. Like, it was flipping like nuts. So I'm really not messing with that unless I know what's happening.
Okay, because I like having a pregame wager, a halftime wager, and a postgame wager to make all of the broadcast feel special. I also don't mind a first commercial wager, but sometimes you can do those with just like if you're having a Super Bowl party, you can just do bets like in the room, like $5, you got car, I got beer, you know what I mean, and you just do it that way. Do you have any insight into those types of wagers?
Well, my favorite pregame wager is something else to do with Pink, and it's not the length of the national anthem. That's a very popular one, always one of the most popular ones. There's no history. There's no YouTube video of her singing the national anthem, so it's really kind of a guess there.
Wow.
Her hair at her most recent appearance was blonde, so that is the favorite at 3-1.
Right. Mm. She does a press conference every year. The anthem singer and the halftime performer do press conferences before the Super Bowl.
She's from Philly. I think it's going to be green, and 4-1 payout, I love it.
Oh, wow.
That's fun. Let's talk about Let's talk about the cleavage a little more, though, just because
sure.
we should. You know, and it, I think
hey, you can
all,
bet on it.
Yeah, well,
it's
looking at cleavage is like looking at the sun, right? You can't not. But the separation defines the cleavage. I'm unclear. Like there needs to be space there. If the bosoms are touching, that's technically not cleavage.
It's only available. I only saw it on Bet Online. And so, yeah, that's how they described it there, right next to it. This is something you have to be careful with because I know a lot of people are all over.
It's true.
No, but
I agree.
It's true.
Yes, about the bosoms and the separation. But yeah. Also, people are all over. Al Michaels, of course, he's going to mention the point spread. Watch the wording because, like on Bovada, it says it's a yes if Al Michaels says what the spread is. Other sites, it's like, will he say Vegas? He has to say exactly point spread. You know, so
right.
Be careful.
To me, that one is one that people, they want it to be yes. They yeah. bet yes, but the actual value is on no. Because if he just makes an opaque reference to this field goal matters for some people, like
right.
that's a reference to any, you know, normal human being, that is a reference to the spread. But that would not be a direct citation of the point spread. So that would be a no, right, Joe, in that scenario? If I said this field goal matters for some people, that would still not be a reference
yeah,
to the point spread.
Yeah, he's not saying four or four and a half or whatever it lands on.
Yeah.
Just to follow that up, something else where I think there's some value that everybody is saying it's going to be the over. How many times will the temperature outside the stadium be mentioned during the broadcast? Now, I think when they show up, they mention the temperature outside. That doesn't count because it's not
right.
kickoff. It's
mm-hmm.
from kickoff to the final whistle. So everybody's betting over. Over one is minus 300. I think the value's on the under one at plus 200, getting 2-1.
2-1 on your money that after kickoff, the temperature outside in a dome stadium will not be referenced. That makes sense.
It's Super Bowl is so busy. It's so fast. So much going on. Maybe he mentions it once. I think at worst, you're getting a push.
I want to ask you about one more that I saw for Michaels and or Collinsworth, and I saw it via one site called BetDSI. I don't know what that site is, Joe, but you probably do.
Yes, I
do. Will they refer to Tom Brady at any point as the GOAT? And I think that the one-time hipness of greatest of all time, GOAT, has come to the mainstream enough for Al Michaels to reference it and try to sound cool like the kids. I think that's happening.
One suggestion I give people is to correlate a lot of your props. So do you think the Patriots are going to crush them? Do you think they're going to win the game? If so, Tom Brady's probably the MVP. There's a better chance that Tom Brady is referred to as the GOAT. And I think more by Collinsworth than Michaels. But I think there is definitely a shot that that happens, especially if the Patriots end up winning this game and Brady has a good game there. Some of it doesn't make sense. So why would you bet the under if you're saying that the Patriots are going to roll and bet MVP? I would try to correlate some of your props.
Mm-hmm.
And Brady has been the MVP in, what, four of the five Patriots Super Bowls, I believe?
Yeah, Deion Branch was an MVP once.
Yeah, and Brady's been the MVP the other Super Bowls. Almost positive of that.
Last year, yeah, he was last year. Last year, for example, because I hear people, well, maybe Amendola, maybe James White's the MVP. James White scored three touchdowns last year and he wasn't the MVP.
Right.
If the Patriots are winning, Brady's going to be the MVP, and it's probably how I'm going to end up hedging my Eagles ticket.
Oh, right, because you stand to win like $7,000 if the Eagles win the Super Bowl. But,
right.
So you're looking to figure out a way to bet the Patriots, but betting the Patriots to cover that number, there's a pretty big margin there where Patriots could win by three and then you're screwed on both bets. You could do the money line, but there's more value on Tom Brady at MVP than the money line in the game.
Absolutely. MVP is about even money, and the money line is minus 175. So I'll do some Brady MVP. I'll hope that the Eagles go up a couple scores, and then I'll start pounding on the Patriots. And just to protect myself, I'll take, if it's a blowout where I can't do in-game betting, I'll take some adjusted lines. I'll take the Patriots minus 14.5, minus 17.5 to get some value.
It's all coming together. Now, this one that you have on postgame, Joe Ostrowski, the
yes.
Early Odds podcast, by the way. Anyone who enjoys gambling should be a subscriber. It's fantastic. Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his speech? 2-1 on teammates, 3-1 on God, 7.5-1 on city, 7.5-1 on coach, 10-1 on owner, 12-1 on family. Does not mention any, 2.25-1.
That's really interesting. Now, if it's Foles, it's God. So that's why. So God is correctly high on the odds. God is correctly placed here on this list.
correlate your props. I think Tom Brady's the MVP.
So why don't we go back and watch previous Tom Brady MVP speeches?
Okay, you could do that, but I'm taking a different angle. What happened on Monday with that Boston radio station? Family is a long shot here at 12-1. And that guy, he could have told the producer, he could have called the station's PD and said, I'm not doing it because one of your hosts said this about me or about my family. He went on the air, wrote out a statement, and then said, okay, bye. Mm-hmm. He wanted that to go everywhere. So I think winning the MVP, he goes out of his way to mention family first.
I think he should just go, I'd like to thank my little piss aunt children. I mean, just go right for it.
Is that something that is not being discussed in the hallways over there, Speaks?
I haven't talked to anybody. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to stay kosher here in Boston in the studios of WEI. I don't want to get
punched. Do you think that 24-year-old radio host has a stroke if he did that? On the Super Bowl broadcast in front of 110 million people.
He already did.
Yeah, he's dead?
Yes.
He's like, we haven't heard from him. He hasn't tweeted. He's actually gone. Okay. I suppose that's possible.
Hey, can I go back to first touchdown? We talked about it last week. I'm sorry, Danny, but like, is LeGarrette Blount still at 14-1 for first touchdown?
Let me check on that. That does make a lot of sense. What's interesting, Spiegs, and Joe Fortenbaugh mentioned this with Mully and Hanley, as I'm hearing from more of the sharper bettors, everybody's hammering all these LeGarrette Blount under props because he hasn't been used much ever since they traded for Jay Ajayi. But a goal line situation, Blount will be in there. They have been using him. Let me find this first touchdown. I see last touchdown.
Will you hang out for one more segment with us, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because we want to do some show bets that we're gonna all put some money up. Campy, Jay, me, and Speak. So we're going to work out which bets we like as a show. We're going to put them together. We're going to have Joe give us the recommendation, and he can come back with those first touchdown numbers before Gary Fensick in 20 minutes on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Spiegel and Parkins on the Score. Gary Fensick. He was only the captain of the 85 Bears, my friend. He'll be in studio at 12 o'clock. This segment brought to you by CC's. At CC's, if you don't see what you want on the buffet, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, and it's included with your buffet for just five and change. Only at CC's, dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply. Joe Ostrowski, our update anchor and host of the Early Odds podcast, a terrific gambling podcast, has the answer to Spiegel's LeGarrette Blount first touchdown question.
Spiegs, it's sitting at 10-1.
Oh, that's not – I usually like to get something around 14, 15, 16 to 1. Where's Nelson Aguilar? Guys, I think the Eagles are going to score first.
Aguilar's 18 to 1. The one I like, Torrey Smith, a little under the radar, he's 25 to 1.
You know, maybe I should go Torrey Smith because the other one I was thinking about, and Joe Fortenbaugh, or Bow, brought it up this morning. The longest Torrey Smith completion is at, like, what, 15 and a half or 16 and a half? Did you hear that one this morning?
Oh, no, I missed that one.
Yeah. So I kind of liked that because they go deep shots to Torrey Smith often.
You're saying over. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm saying over. But Torrey Smith, 25 to 1 for first touchdown. That might be fun for a few bucks.
I like that. The longest touchdown in the game by either team, the over-under, is 44 and a half. I found this stat, you could relate it to that gambling point, to be fairly interesting, that the Patriots' defense was top five in the NFL in points allowed, like against them.
Yeah.
But when you factor in everything that goes into that, that their offense runs the most plays per drive, that they were second, the offense was second lowest turnovers in the NFL, their defense was never really put in bad positions. If you go by DVOA, 31st in the NFL, the Patriots' defense. So the Patriots' defense, based on its talent, actually not very good, but the output, because they play the fewest snaps and they're always put in good situations and team have to drive the entire length of the field against them, the actual counting stats are really good for the Patriots. So Nick Foles is going to have to drive the length of the field, but he's not going to be driving the length of the field against a particularly good defense. I thought that was interesting.
I don't like looking at a lot of the season-long stats with both of these teams, because with the New England defense, they've been really good ever since week seven. The first month and a half, if you take those out, it would probably change the DVOA for them. And then the Eagles offense, how do you really look at the stats when Nick Foles is a quarterback and it's not Carson Wentz, and under Foles, they were averaging 100 yards less per game?
Right. If I wanted to just say, you said like align your props. If I wanted to say Nick Foles is going to have a bad game, Like, if my stance is that Belichick's going to figure it out and Nick Foles is going to be the reason they lose, where do you see some value there? How would you approach fading Nick Foles?
Well, you can also bet on Brady. You can take Brady against Foles. Like, the passing yards, it's Brady minus 25.5, so you can jump there. The one I like, Brady minus a half a touchdown more than Foles. And there's juice there, but a lot of times with these props, there's a reason there's juice, because it's very likely
to happen.
It's the
right side to be on.
Yeah, Brady's going to throw more touchdowns than Foles, even though I think the Eagles could win this game, and that'd still be the case. So I would jump on that one.
Okay, I like that a lot. Campy, you said you had a cross-sport bet that you wanted to wager on?
I did. Shockingly, involving me is the NBA. On Saturday, the 76ers play the Pacers. So it's Joel Embiid blocks in that game against Nick Foles' touchdown passes.
Ooh.
Yes. Joel Embiid is minus 125 on that. He averages around 4 blocks a game. So even if he has a bad game, you think Nick Foles is going to throw more than, what, 2 touchdown passes?
Right. So if Embiid has a bad game and has 3 blocks.
That line's off. Yeah.
Yeah. Foles, get, if it's 3, then there's a push, right? It's not Embiid minus a half?
Correct.
Oh. I like that a lot. Yeah, that line's off. Let's empty the account, Joe.
Let's
empty the account on Embiid blocks versus Foles touchdowns.
I've got a lot of bets to make here. Yeah, you see my list.
Yeah. How many bets do you think you will have placed?
I'll probably narrow it down to 10 props.
10 props.
The thing is, most of my betting is going to be trying to hedge the Patriots.
I understand.
So I'm going to figure
that out. You got a large position
there. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Hey, can we dial it back just for a moment for the novices? Because we're hearing a lot from people on text. I've never placed a bet in my life, but these sound fun. How can I do it? Can they go find some place to do this right now?
Oh, yeah. They can go anywhere. Any of the offshore sites. The most popular one and the easiest one to use, and that my experience, the easiest to get money out of and put money in, is Bovada.
Yeah. So Bovada, take your shot at it if you want. I try not to be the one to, like, listen, it's your guy's job to figure out how to gamble illegally. I'll just tell you what I want. Like, if you look at my DMs, like, I have probably dozens of people who have asked, like, hey, what site should I bet on? I'm like, I don't want to be the guy. Like, are you a Fed?
Yeah,
is it
yeah,
a
Sting? Yeah.
Is it that sort of thing? But
boy,
yeah, like,
that's an arbitrary line to draw.
So arbitrary, Speaks. It's so arbitrary. But I don't enjoy it. But yes, put some money in an offshore account. Don't bet what you can't afford to lose. These odds are courtesy mostly of Bovada. And
you're like a gun salesman who says, "Don't shoot this thing, though. Don't pull that trigger."
But every day you're talking about gambling on the radio.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I support you gambling.
I do too.
I am a proponent of you guys starting and developing a gambling habit. I'm just not going to tell you where to gamble illegally. I feel like that's one step that I don't need to cross.
I mean, it's everywhere.
What's Zach Ertz on first touchdown, by the way? Eagles tight end Zach Ertz.
He's also 10-1.
Okay, yeah. See, not good enough odds. Not fun. But, you know, Danny, I think we should all play some bets. You, me, Jay, and Campy, and we can bankroll them if they'd like. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, that's fine. And we will obviously tweet those out from @Spiegel_Parkins, and people can follow along. So we'll be booking wagers for the Spiegel and Parkins show and your audience. And just fade us, because we don't win. We don't win bets ever, Joe. What's the key to winning a bet? I don't remember the last time I won a bet. It's been so long.
Seriously?
What does it feel like to win a bet? What does it feel like?
No, man, I mean, listen, college football.
Clemson, yeah.
The end was just a disaster. The NFL playoffs have been a disaster. It's all been a disaster.
You're betting favorites.
Thank you. I know. I'm betting against Blake Bortles heavily. It's gone poorly. Then I bet on the Vikings. That went poor.
What's your largest bet going to be? Patriots? What are you
going to do? Under 48.5.
You feel best about the under?
I feel the best about the under.
Yeah, I asked the question earlier about the total for a reason. I also took the under, but I feel better about the first half under 24 because if the Patriots are chasing, that under is toast.
I like that. The texters are correcting you, and I should have too. They're saying that Embiid doesn't average 4 blocks a game. That he averages 1.8 blocks a game.
See, it's not a cap salary situation, so Camp doesn't know.
Okay, gotcha.
He knows every other fact involved.
What did Embiid major in at KU? by the way.
He didn't have a major.
Yeah. That's the correct answer.
That is the correct. He was undecided. Yeah, that's true.
He was so there for one
upset.
Year.
It was a trick question.
He went to classes for 6 weeks, and that was that.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Tweet out your bets, by the way. I want to pile on.
I will.
I want to mush your action. We're hoping for Gary Fensick to be walking in these doors any minute now. Joe walked into the studio speech and said, what is Gary Fensick doing these days? Feels like a good place to start the conversation because you just don't hear from him because he's so busy. So Gary Fensick, Bears legend, in studio with us next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.